Welcome to episode 1110 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today we continue our series on firsts and beginnings. Noah and his family were in the ark for over a year. While the rain lasted for 40 days and 40 nights, Noah, his family, and the animals remained in the ark for a total of 370 days. This includes the time the floodwaters covered the earth and the additional months it took for the waters to recede. God instructed Noah to build the ark with a single door. This symbolized that there was only one way of salvation, just as Jesus is the only way to eternal life. While the Bible does not specify exactly how long it took Noah to build the ark, scholars estimate it may have taken between 50 and 100 years. Noah was 500 years old when God first mentioned his sons, and 600 years old when the flood came. The floodwaters rose more than 22 feet, 15 cubits, above the highest mountains. This would have required an immense amount of water, reshaping the earth's geography permanently. While the flood was a judgment on a corrupt world, the ark was a place of salvation for Noah and his family. This event foreshadows Christ, who provides salvation to all who enter into him. On the 27th day of the second month in the 601st year of Noah's life, Noah exited the ark. If using the Hebrew calendar, which starts in the spring, Noah and his family likely departed in late April or early May. Genesis 8 verses 20 to 22. Then Noah built an altar to the Lord and took some of every clean animal and some of every clean bird and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And when the Lord smelled the pleasing aroma, the Lord said in his heart, I will never again curse the ground because of man, for the intention of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I ever again strike down every living creature as I have done. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night, shall not cease. The first thing Noah did when he stepped off the ark was not to build a house, find food, or start repopulating the earth. Instead, he built an altar. After enduring over a year in the ark, surrounded by floodwaters that erased a world filled with violence and corruption, Noah's response was one of worship. He did not complain about the challenges ahead, nor did he rush to secure his future. He paused and gave thanks. This moment is a powerful testament to what it means to have a heart of gratitude. Noah understood that he and his family had been spared, not because of their own merit, but because of God's grace. In response, he offered a sacrifice of thanksgiving, acknowledging God's sovereignty and faithfulness. In our own lives, how often do we stop to thank God after he brings us through difficult seasons? Do we pause to recognize his hand at work, or do we immediately move on to the next concern? Noah's example reminds us that gratitude is not just an emotion. It is an act of worship, a response to God's goodness, and an acknowledgement that all we have comes from him. Noah's immediate instinct after surviving the flood was to worship. The world as he knew it had been destroyed, and he was about to step into a new and unfamiliar life. Yet, instead of focusing on rebuilding his own security, he built an altar to honor God. This act teaches us a crucial lesson. True gratitude places God first. It is easy to fall into the trap of focusing on our problems, our needs, and our uncertainties. When we come out of a storm, our natural inclination is often to start planning our next steps, securing resources, and ensuring our own stability. But Noah's response shows us that the first step should always be worship. Worshiping God in gratitude acknowledges that he is the source of our survival and provision. Noah did not offer his sacrifice out of obligation or fear. He offered it because he recognized that everything he had, including his very life, was a gift from God. When we take time to worship and express our gratitude, we align our hearts with God's and reaffirm our dependence on him. When God brings you through a trial or blesses you in unexpected ways, do you take time to worship him first? Make it a habit to begin every season, every blessing, and every answered prayer with gratitude and worship. Noah's offering was not merely symbolic, it was sacrificial. He took some of every clean animal and some of every clean bird and offered them to the Lord. This act carried significant weight because Noah had limited resources. The animals he had preserved in the ark were vital for repopulating the earth, yet instead of hoarding them for his own survival, he willingly gave them to God. Gratitude that costs us nothing is often shallow. True thanksgiving requires sacrifice. It calls us to give from what we value. This could mean offering our time, our resources, our comfort, or even our plans in worship to God. Just as Noah entrusted his future to God by sacrificing valuable animals, we are called to trust God by surrendering what we hold dear. Jesus demonstrated this same principle when he praised the widow who gave her last two coins. Her offering was small in amount, but great in sacrifice. Likewise, Noah's offering reflected a heart fully devoted to God, willing to give back even when resources were scarce. What are you holding on to that God is calling you to offer in gratitude? Are there areas in your life where you are hesitant to trust Him fully? Consider what a sacrificial offering of gratitude might look like in your own life, whether it be your time, finances, talents, or comfort. Noah's offering pleased the Lord, and in response, God made a profound declaration. I will never again curse the ground because of man, for the intention of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I ever again strike down every living creature as I have done. Here, we see an incredible example of God's mercy. He acknowledges that humanity's sinful nature has not changed, yet he chooses to extend grace. This covenant is not based on human righteousness, but on God's faithfulness. God's promise not to destroy the earth with a flood again is a reflection of his enduring patience and mercy. Even though sin remained in the world, God committed to preserving life and sustaining creation. He established a pattern of faithfulness. God continues, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. This assurance is still true today. No matter how chaotic the world seems, no matter how unstable circumstances become, God's faithfulness remains constant. He upholds the seasons, provides for His creation, and sustains us through every trial. Are you resting in the faithfulness of God? When uncertainty arises, remind yourself of His promises. The same God who sustained Noah through the flood is the God who sustains you today. Noah's offering was a single moment of worship, but it set the tone for how he and his descendants would live. Gratitude is not just an event, it is a lifestyle. When we recognize God's goodness daily, our hearts remain aligned with Him. In Psalm 100, verse 4, the psalmist reminds us to enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him. Bless His name. This means that thanksgiving should be the doorway through which we approach God. It is not reserved for special occasions, but should shape our daily interactions with Him. Living with gratitude changes our perspective. Instead of focusing on what we lack, we become more aware of how God is providing. Instead of dwelling on hardships, we see how God has carried us through. Instead of waiting for everything to be perfect, we choose to worship in the middle of the journey. Noah's story reminds us that gratitude is not just about saying thank you. It is about recognizing God's hand in our lives and responding with worship and sacrifice. His offering pleased God and led to a covenant of faithfulness that still holds today. Like Noah, we are called to build altars of gratitude in our own lives. This could mean setting aside intentional time for worship, offering our resources for God's kingdom, or simply choosing to trust Him in every season. When we live in gratitude, we acknowledge that everything we have comes from Him, and we place our faith in His continued provision. Father, thank you for your faithfulness and mercy. Help us to cultivate hearts of gratitude, offering our worship and trust in every season. May our lives be altars of thanksgiving, glorifying you in all we do. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today.